Blog Talk Radio.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G-Money Sports Report. But before we get started on the sports report, DJ Papa D, I need you to get the schedule for the Major League Baseball all organized so we can go right through the games as they were played in the Major League Baseball. That means the that Western Conference playing the Central Conference, and then the Eastern Conference second place playing third place Eastern Conference, and then the same with the National League, the Western Conference playing first place in the Central Conference, and then the Eastern Conference, the second place playing the third place team in the Eastern Conference. Okay, so now let's talk National Football League, the NFL. Let's talk about the NFL. Yesterday, they had a game on Monday night, and right now, I'm 9 wins and 6 losses for week number 4 in the NFL. So Monday night was game number 10, it was game number 15, and I got the information for you on game number 10. It was the Seattle Seahawks were playing against the New York Giants, and they were playing in New York, and Seattle won the game. And DJ Papa D, are you ready to tell us what the score was?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the score of the game?
So,
yes.
The Seahawks, you bet on Seahawks and over, and it was the Seattle Seahawks beat the New York Giants 24-3. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Seahawks but under.
But under. All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's 10 wins and 6 losses this week. So that wasn't bad for picks for week number 4. Okay. So that's G-Money Sports Report for the NFL. And for the WNBA, those girls play tonight. No, the first game is Tuesday. Yeah, tonight is the first game of the WNBA playoff. So we won't talk about that because we don't have a total for tonight's games because they won't play until this evening. They won't play until 5 or 6 o'clock. West Coast time. So we'll have to come back to the WNBA tomorrow. We're going to have to talk about that on Thursday because we're off tomorrow. So we won't have the news report tomorrow. Yes.
D-Money. Game number one for the WNBA finals is on Sunday, October 8th.
Oh, okay. So it's not even played until Sunday. So we have this whole week off talking about the WNBA. We don't talk about them until next Monday when we talk about the WNBA. Okay. So that's G-Money Sports Report for the WNBA. We don't have anything to talk about because the playoffs are just getting lined up and they're ready to play as of Sunday. Okay, so now let's go to the Major League Baseball. The playoffs started in the baseball tournament today. Started off with the wild card playoffs today. Okay, DJ, so what's the situation with the baseball? Let's do the American League first.
What do you want to know?
American League American League East, second place team, playing the American League Central first place team. Do we have a score for their game yet?
So that would be the Texas Rangers playing the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. That game is over. That game is over, and the Texas Rangers
right.
beat the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 4-0.
4-0, Texas Rangers. All right. They won game number one.
Yep.
So that's good for them. So they're the first place team in the Central Division of the American League. So what about the Eastern Conference, the Eastern Division, and team number two
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in the American League East, and the Texas Rangers are in the American League West.
Oh, so it was the East playing the West. Oh, okay. That was a change of venue because we thought it was going to be the first place team in the Central playing the second place team in the West. Yeah, that was what we had decided yesterday. Okay, so that's a little different. So the team in the West, in the East, who is the team in the East? Are they the second place team in the East and they beat? No. Wait a minute. The second place team in the East lost to the first place team in the Central, right?
The second.
So
the
Central.
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays, who was the second place team in the East, lost to the Texas Rangers, who was the second place team in the West.
Okay. All right. So who won that game? The East won?
Texas
the
Rangers.
Second place team in
Texas
the East
Rangers.
Won.
The Texas Rangers.
Okay. Okay.
Who from the
I don't know
from the
what
West.
Division. From the West. Okay. Second place in the
American
West.
American League West.
Beat the team in the American League Central. No, the American League East. What team did they play? The second
right.
place team in the American League East? Okay. So the American
Tampa
League
Bay
West
Devil
won the game between the second place team in the East and the second place team in the West. Okay, who won between the first place team in the Central and the third place team in the East?
So that would be the Minnesota Twins playing the Toronto Blue Jays. That would be the first place team in the Central, the Minnesota Twins, playing the third place team in the East, the Toronto Blue Jays. That game is they're in the middle of the sixth inning and the Twins are up 3-1.
Okay. All right. So let's go to the National League. We'll have to come back to we'll have to talk about the American League, the second game in the American League playoff and the wild card playoffs. We'll have to talk about them on Thursday. Okay, so what about who's playing in the first game of the National League? Is it second place team?
The Arizona
the
Diamondbacks
West?
Are playing the Milwaukee Brewers today at 4.
Okay. Oh, they're playing today at 4. That's what position are those teams? Is that the second place team in the West playing the third place team in the East?
No.
second place team in the West playing the first place team in the Central.
In the Central, right. Okay. So
right.
The West played the Central. Okay. And who won? Oh, that game's not over.
That game starts.
So they
at...
still. Okay. What about the other team?
Second place team in the East,
yeah,
playing the third place team in the East, the Phillies and the Marlins.
Right. Have they played or are they
that game
in the middle of the
today
game?
At 5 p.m.
Oh, okay.
That game
so
starts
we can't
an hour
talk
now.
About them today. Yeah, okay.
Nope.
So we have to come back and talk about the baseball for the first game of Tuesday, the 4th of October. Is it the 4th or the 3rd of October?
3rd.
So we won't talk about them until Thursday. And Thursday we'll go over Wednesday's games too. So we'll have the winner of the two get the 1, 2, 4. The four teams that are playing today will have the winners of those on Thursday. And we'll have the winners of the game two on Thursday that will play on Wednesday evening. So we'll have the winners of two games. And hopefully somebody will be moving on to play in the playoffs because they'll have won 2 out of 3 games. And that's all it takes for them to move on into the playoffs with the wild card team winning and moving into the playoffs. Okay, so that's G-Money Sports Report for today. So let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt. And he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me. And I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room. So I was the star right then and there.
Another intricate line. Lisa. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My Moschino hole, my Versace, Hachi. Come to find out, you was fucking everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Whoa, always me, that's what I get for tricking. Came out on bail, commenced to ass chicken. Licking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my shit's imperial. Fuck around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Sucking dick, running your lips cause of you. I'm with the real fuck a bitch shit.
Grab a seat, grab on your dick as this bitch get deep. Deeper than the pussy of a bitch's feet. This dick feel sweet and this will do a seat. Young bitch from the street, guaranteed to stay down. Used to bring work out of town on Greyhound. Now I'm billboard down. Niggas press to hit it. Play me like a chicken, thinking I'm pressed to get it. Rather do the killing in the stick up just. Rather count a million while you eat my pussy. Push me to the limit, get my feelings in it. Get me open while I'm coming down your throat. You wanna be my main squeeze, nigga, don't you? You wanna lick between my knees, nigga, don't you? Wanna see me whipping your three down the ab? Blow up spots for bitches because I'm mad. Break up the fears, lick shots in the air. You get vexed and start swinging everywhere. Me shifty, now you wanna pistol with me. Pull out your nine while I cock on mine. Now what, nigga? I ain't got time for this. So what, nigga? I'm not trying to hear that shit. Now you wanna buy me diamonds in Armani suit. Age of Venezini and Chanel 9 boots. Things to make up for all the games and the lies. Hallmark card saying I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? The payback's a bitch, motherfucker, believe me. Nah, I ain't gay, this ain't no Lesbo flow. Just a little something to let you motherfuckers know.
I'm back. I'm back in the hood with something match. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm back. This is I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back. This is I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all. Standing up, walking tall. Up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall. Marky D, big head Paul. Making moves, standing tall. Making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park. Behind my back, hitting the mark. Going home before it starts. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money and I get down. Doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back. So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle. And my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass and we got finished with the mass, and I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live. And it'll start at 1:30
and ends at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Listen, well stated, and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and before I tell you a joke, I have a song that I want to share with you. And it goes like this: 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know, 65 is where I reside. I woke up Friday morning, rise and shine. I got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rode on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the Strand. I saw this beautiful girl sun tanning in the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, she had yellow skin, and she had slanted eyes. And I asked her, "Girl, where are you from?" She said she's from Japan, and she came to America because it's a free land. I said, "I agree with you, girl. I want to take you with me to South Central LA. So come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride." And we rode on. I took her to South Central LA, to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know, 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door, and we went to the bedroom and we started acting like a bride and groom. Ooh, wait, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her to a Japanese restaurant, Yoshinoya Beef Bowl. We walked in the door. We walked to the counter and we ordered our food. And then I went and sat down at a table, at a booth. The Asian women looked at me and smiled. Then they bowed at me. And I bowed back, and they bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. And then my friend brought the food to the table, and she asked me if there's anything else that I wanted. And I said, no, girl, sit down. Let's eat this food. So we ate the food. We laughed and talked and had a good time. And then she said, I got to go. My sister will be looking for me. And I said, yeah, I know. So we got up and walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Long Beach. I dropped her off on the strand, kissed her in the mouth. And I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode off. I went to Compton. I was riding through the hood. I went down the street and I saw this beautiful black girl. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her, what's her name? She said, she's Darlene. She's the black queen. And I said, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you with me. Central LA to 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. So I took her to South Central LA. We walked in the door and we went to the bedroom and she got in the bed and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. And then in the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I went down the street and I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said I had a good time. And she said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode off. I went to Manhattan Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl. She was suntanned in the sand. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine. She had long blonde hair that was waving around all the time. Her skin was white as snow. I walked up to her and asked her what she do. She said she does hair and she teaches school.
I said, ooh, wait, me too. I want to take you with me to South Central LA to come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode off. And I went to South Central LA to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door and she laid on the floor. And we started humping like I never humped before. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She screamed and hollered all night long. Her blonde hair was waving around all the time. In the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach. I dropped her off on the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode off. I went back to South Central LA to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60. I want the girls to know is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. In 65, that's where I reside. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money. I rock and roll with a whole lot of soul. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, now you know. All right. That's my song, and that's G Money's special song that I created 3 years ago, and I'm still getting the music together to add it to the song. But now, let's go to some more of the radio show.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time, and I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that, and I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Yeah.
when I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke for you. And it goes like this. There was a man, or a young man, that went to church, and he stood up for devotion, and the lady in front of him had her dress tucked inside her panties. So he reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties, and she socked him in the eye. So he went home with a black eye, and his father asked him, what happened? How did you get that black eye? And he said, Daddy, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion, and this woman in front of us, Mrs. Brown, she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties, and she socked me in the eye. And his father said, well, it sounds like you should have told her what you were going to do before you did it, so she didn't think that you were trying to take advantage of her and be disrespectful to her at any means. So you needed to tell her what you were going to do before you did it, okay?
And he said, yeah, Daddy, all right, I understand. So the young man went to church the next Sunday, and they were in church, and they got to the part where they had devotion, and everybody stood up for devotion. And the lady, Miss Brown, was in the pew in front of him, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But this time, the young man didn't do anything. But his buddy, standing next to him, go over and saw the woman had her dress tucked inside her panties. So he reached over and pulled the dress out of her panties. And the young man that was standing next to him, he knew that she didn't like it. So he reached over and tucked it back in. Woo! And she hit him in the eye again. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm the pimp comic. And I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. I got another short joke for you. You know, I was teaching sixth grade core in Compton. And I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and I had some Asian kids, and I had some Spanish kids, and I had some Indian kids. But I had to make sure they could all speak English, or I'd have to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language, because I could only teach them in English. So I started off the day by saying, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock or you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? And he said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, get something to drink and something to snack on as we tell this story that I wrote for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I wrote for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So I'm sitting in the emergency room at UMC, University Medical Center in Las Vegas, and I'm waiting with the Mexican guy for the doctor to come out and check him out. And we're sitting in there and we're talking. He's telling me about his family and his wife and his kids and all this stuff. They're in Vegas visiting, and he likes dogs. So he saw me, the dog that he thought was mine, and he thought he'd come over there and say something to him. And as it happened, my dog isn't real people-friendly. He doesn't like Mexicans, I guess. I don't know, because he liked me. But he didn't like the Mexican guy. So he was kind of mean to the Mexican dude. He bit him really bad. So finally the doctor came out and took the man to the back, and he shot him in the hand with some Novocaine to numb his hand. And then he put 7 stitches in his hand.
He stitched him up with 7 stitches. Oh, I know that must have hurt. But he closed up that bite, and he stitched his hand up, and then he left the room, and he told the nurse to bandage him up real good and to put a splint on his arm so that he wouldn't have to swing his arm. His arm could hang in the splint, and that way it could relax. And he told him he'd be back in a minute. So we were sitting in the room waiting for the doctor to come back. And the doctor came back and told him, man, I just got the results from the blood test. And your blood says you have rabies. So the dog that bit you must have had rabies. So wait right here, and I'll be back in a minute. And he walked off, and the man looked at me, and I couldn't say nothing. I was like, well, I don't know. I didn't know the dog had rabies. He looked like he had his shots. I think he had a collar on, so he had his dog tags on. So I thought he was a dog that was well taken care of. But I don't know. I was just standing there when the dog walked up. So I don't know. And the man told him that you got rabies. And the man was like, man, am I going to die? Am I going to die? Oh, no. What am I going to do? And I said, I don't think it's that bad. I think he can give you something to fix the rabies. And he waited, and he waited, and he got a little nervous. So he started writing stuff down, and I don't know what he was writing because he was writing it in Spanish. And he was writing all of this information down on this sheet of paper. And he was writing, and he was writing. So the doctor came back and saw him writing and said, oh, man, don't worry about it. You're not going to die. I'm going to give you a shot of this penicillin, and you should be all right. In a few days, this penicillin should knock the rabies right out. So you'll be all right. You didn't need to write your last will and testament. And the man said, oh, no, doctor, I don't write my last will and testament. I'm writing something else. And the doctor looked. He said, oh, you're writing something else? What are you writing? He said, I'm writing a list of names. And the doctor said, you're writing a list of names? And he said, yeah, names of all the people I'm going to bite. And I just fell out laughing. I said, oh, this man is funny. He's real funny. He's going to share it with his friends. I guess that's how they do it in Mexico. They share with their friends. So it was a situation that he laughed about after it was all over. And we got a good laugh. And the doctor finally came and shot him with the penicillin. And the man was, he was still hurting because the bite hurt worse than the stitches did, but the man was okay. So we walked out of the hospital, and I shook his hand and told him I was sorry about what happened, but, you know, that's the way things go. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but when you're messing with dogs that you don't know, you got to be careful in what you do. So you got to watch yourself.
And he learned the hard way that you just can't go up and pet any dog that you see, especially a big dog like that. He was like a Great Dane. He was a big dog. So I was like, man, I wouldn't have tried to pet that big dog. Not me. And I got dogs at my house, but, you know, I don't mess around with big dogs like that. That's just the wrong way to go. No, don't do it. Stay away. So I'm telling anybody that's listening to this story, make sure you know the dogs that you're playing with, because they could have an attitude, and you reach down and put your arm in harm's way, and the dogs will bite you, because they got teeth. So you know they can bite. And depending on how they feel or what kind of attitude they have, whether you'll get bit or not, that's the truth. And I bear witness to the fact that the man, he must have had the wrong cologne on or something. I don't know. Because the dog wasn't growling at me. He didn't bite me. But I wasn't trying to pet him either. So I was smarter than that. I didn't try to pet that dog at all. I said, enough is enough. It was a beautiful dog, though. He really was beautiful. And he looked like he was well-trained, well-disciplined. So, you know, he could sit on command. So that was a good dog. He kind of reminded me of some of the dogs I had. Well, they just want to play, and they bite, but they don't mean it. They don't bite you hard, but that dog bit him hard. Pulled a plug out of his hand. He had to have 7 stitches. Wow. I mean, that's a little much. But, you know, that's one of those things that happen. When you come to Vegas, they say what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, well, that's one of those situations that happened in Vegas. And hopefully the bad feeling that he got will stay in Vegas. Hopefully he'll go and he'll have some fun at the casino. He'll go out to the pool and look at some beautiful girls. Or he'll go in the casino and put a quarter in and win a bunch of money. It will be good. It will be all right.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Ashley Jones, I'm the shit with it. I'm psyched out, slick with it. Like he phony and a glit with it. He suck a MC, better know about it. I make your girlfriend whore about it. I make a motherfucker know about it. Somebody better tell him, cock it back, hit a lick with it. Keep it working, drop a brick with it. Walk a block, serve a nick with it. Rip a brand new whip with it. Up on the floor, you ain't no look at a girl and come equipped with it. She picky, dicky, lick a lip with it. She thick, thick with it. Dump, stomp, twist with it. Make them frat with it. Tie the club up, champagne, campaign with it. Party people, do your thing with it. I get to it, y'all. I get the funds, then I split with it. A natural born money maker, nitty grit with it. I get rich, we pull out sideways. We do 100 on the highway. Thank God for Friday.
Red.
Yeah, I see
it. Hey, Red, come on.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Shawty? Shit, what's up, Shawty? Y'all looking for a good time? So, no. See, I know y'all trying to club, I'm saying. Can me and my partner interest y'all in a candlelit breakfast at the Waffle House. I mean, shit. I feel what I'm saying. Like, they charging, shit, what, $20-$25 to get up in that motherfucker. I'm like, and I can promise you this. Ain't nobody going to pay you no more attention in the club than I want to pay you right now. All right. I see you, though. I'm going to see you.
Sweat at home.
Mm-hmm. Bet that.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I need to check the time with DJ Papa D. What time is it? All right. And I also wanted to say I really like that story about the dog that bit that Mexican man. I have forgot all about that situation. So when I heard the story, I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on in this story. I was totally intrigued. And then to find out he got bit, I said, oh, the dog bit him. That's right. And I ended up having to go to the hospital with the man. I always wondered what happened to the dog, though. We got in the car to go to the hospital with the man, but we didn't ever say what happened to the dog that bit him. So that'd be something the fans have to write in to the show and tell us what they thought, how they thought, what happened to the dog, because we never said what happened with the dog. The man just got bit by the dog, and then I guess we called the ambulance, and the ambulance came and picked the man up, and I jumped in the ambulance with the man, and I never said what happened to the dog. But that was a good story. I like that story very much.
Tune in Thursday to find out what happened to the dog.
I guess they're going to have to tune in on Thursday and find out what happened with the dog. All right. Well, you said it's 4:30. Okay. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut the show down and get out the air chair because I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So we'll be back on the air on Thursday to talk about the WNBA game. No, they don't play until Sunday. And we could talk about the Major League Baseball games that played yesterday and today and tomorrow. And we don't have any NFL games to talk about until Thursday. So, and we won't talk about that until Friday. So, all right. Well, I'll be back on the air with some jokes and some stories for Thursday. So tune in to Thursday and listen to Gregory's story. It's full of lively entertainment for the whole family. All right. Well, it's time to, before I get out of here, we got to acknowledge the birthdays. Today is October 3rd. Is today the 3rd? Yeah, October 3rd. And we want to acknowledge all the people that are celebrating their birthday today. on October 3rd. So, DJ, play the birthday song and let's hear who's celebrating their birthday today. 2 days before my brother's birthday, which is Thursday, October 5th, Big Nasty will have his 51st birthday. Oh, yeah. Big Nasty's getting older. All right.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, October 3rd, 2023. Happy birthday to Demetrius Hogan. Happy birthday to Terrell L. Perry. Happy birthday, Vella McClam Mitchell. Happy birthday, Kevin Bird. Happy birthday, Malk Simpson. Happy birthday, Sarita Brown. Happy birthday, Cedric Downer. Happy birthday, Ilitha Washington. Happy birthday, Jacqueline Caesar. Happy birthday, Jacquard Westbrook. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Art Malloy. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday, celebrating their birthday today, October 3rd, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, October 3rd, 2023. So I know God is blessing everybody, giving them long life and everlasting love from our Lord and Savior. And I want to say happy birthday, and I wish you the best of birthdays, and hopefully you'll have a family, you'll have a house full of family and friends around you to celebrate your birthday today. So without further ado, I'm gonna sing a birthday song for you, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. 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 May you have many, many, many more. Happy birthday, everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have the grace of our Lord and Savior in your life for your eternity. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to
impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Whoa!
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
My buzz is...